राम राम हरे हरे यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन बुना के गुड मॉर्निंग श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत सत्संग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितमृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 19 रूप गोस्वामी इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय नित्य गौर सुंदर की टू ग्लोरीफाई श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु फॉर दिस गौर पूर्णिमा 2011 The way we started to glorify Gauranga Mahaprabhu is learning his teaching. The teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly to his direct disciple, Sri Rupa Goswami. So in the last three classes we discussed. First day we discussed what is the result of teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. You know, the most important thing is, what is the result? You have some teaching, what is the result? Shiksha mili hai, uska phal kya hai? What is the result? The result is that they were so well known among the Gaura Bhakta that anybody was visiting Vrindavan and when coming back, they were only asking from them how Rupa and Sanatana are doing there. So everybody remember Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And when they were hearing how they are living under each tree and they are writing volumes of book and they are all the time thinking of Krishna and they are dancing and they are chanting and they are discovering, they are recovering the pastime places of Sri Krishna and Vrindavan, then everybody was satisfied. So the result of teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, what is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nij vairaga vidya, bhakti yoga. Nij vairaga vidya. Vairagya, the meaning of the vairagya is twofold. One meaning of the vairagya is to renounce material, worldly pleasures and possessions. To renounce worldly, material, pleasure and possession is the one meaning of vairagya. Ye ek vairagya arth hai, कि संसार का सुख संपत्ति धन धाने सबका परित्याग करना. The another meaning of the vairagya is विशेष राग. विशेष means special, extraordinary. Raga means attachment. The another meaning of vairagya is having a special attachment to Krishna. That is also called vairagya. So these Goswami was true example of vairagya. They have given up the mandalapati tuchyavata. They were mandalapati. They were mandalapati means they were the minister in a kingdom. They were the highest post persons. They left them tuchyavata. And they were attached to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. That is their vishesha vairagya, vishesha raga. They were extremely attached to the Krishna. That is also called vairagya. And bhakti yoga, and they have given us all these bhakti shastra. How to practice bhakti yoga? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered his disciples Sarupa and Sanatana Goswami in principle to write all the literature on bhakti yoga. So vairaga vidya nidhi bhakti yoga is teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to see after following the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after following Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada has written in first day we discussed, Srila Prabhupada has written, they were writing books. So anybody who wants to be Rupa Anoga, who wants to be the follower of Rupa Goswami, he simply publish and distribute books, easily he can become Rupa Anoga. It's not that you give up everything and become mendicant and so austere like these Goswami sleeping only 1.5 hours. This is not possible. But the easy way to become Rupa Anoga is publish and distribute Krishna conscious literature and you will become Rupa Anoga. Ekdam aap Rupa Goswami ke anuyayi ban jaoge agar pustak vitran karoge. Very easy way. The next day we discuss how they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayagraj and how they were introduced to one of the most well-known Brahmanical cultures, Vaishnava scholar Vallabha Bhatt, and how that great Acharya later became glorified Rupa Goswami and his younger brother Vallabha or Anupam. That they are chanting all the time Hare Krishna, how can they be low caste? Srila Prabhupada take this particular teaching that here is the greatest Brahmanical scholar of his time and he is accepting one who is chanting holy name of Krishna all the time as greatest Vaishnava without considering his birth or his past activities. So all the members of the Krishna Conscious Society from the Western world, those who are chanting Hare Krishna and distributing books, should be accepted as Vaishnava Brahmins. So this is another verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indirectly glorified Rupa Goswami and he chose him to be the recipient of these teachings because he was glorified by the other Acharya, which is now the Acharya of the Vallabha Sampradaya. That same Vallabha Bhatt is Sri Vallabha Acharya. So yesterday we started actually the teaching as such. And in this teaching, yesterday we discussed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took Rupa Goswami to a isolated place at Das Ashwamedh Ghat and for 10 days consecutively he was speaking Rasa Shastra. Rasa Shastra, Bhakti Shastra, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva to Rupa Goswami, Bhagavata Siddhanta. So he started, there are innumerable living entities in 8,400,000 species wandering throughout different universes. Among these innumerable living entities, there are some which are movable, but there are some which are immovable. Sthavar jangam. Those which are movable, they are either in the water, or on the earth, or in the air. Then, among these movables, the rare is human. But in this human, there are many which are less than civilized, as a Malaysia, as a Sabara, and as a Chandal, and so on, so on. Now only those which are left as civilized, they are called Dharmachari, because they are following the Vedas. But then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ardhaik, half of them are almost offering lip service. They are not actually following, but they are saying we are following. And yesterday we discussed that Mahaprabhu said half, at that time maybe half, but now it is 99%. They are not following at all. They are just giving lip service. Those which are really following the injection of Veda, the instruction of the Veda, almost most of them are karmakandi. Almost most of them are karmakandi. They are simply doing rituals to get some more benefit by doing these rituals from the Vedas. They are ritualistic, they are not spiritualist. So presently we see so many temples and so many things going on in these temples, but they are not but ritual. They are called karmanishta. They are doing only karma, karma kanda. It's not karma yoga. They are doing karma kanda. The Durga Puja, you will see thousands of people just rushing in the temple. Shivratri, 100,000 people walking by foot. They will get benefit definitely. But what they are doing for? They are doing all this for what? Either out of fear, if we don't do, we will be punished. Some people are doing out of fear. Some people doing out of desire, we will get some benefit if we do like this. Some people are doing out of duty. Our forefathers were doing so, we should do it. Why we should do, we don't know. But I'm out of duty. But hardly few which are doing out of love. Very few people, they are doing all this worship out of love. Mostly they are doing out of fear, or desire, or duty. But nobody is doing even ritual with understanding what it means and what purpose they are doing it. Out of 10 million, out of koti karmis, one may be jnani. This is what yesterday we left. This word yesterday we left was koti karma nishta madhya ek jnani shrestha. Koti means 1 crore. 1 crore means 10 million. If you get 10 million people which are not on this planet, or on this your island, it means you cannot count here this formula. This formula is all over the world, all over the planet, all over the universe. If you take 1 million such who are going in the temple out of fear, out of desire, out of duty, even with love for something, one may be jnani shrestha. One may be jnani shrestha means one who knows why he is doing it this. The purpose behind doing all these things. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has yesterday, we discussed, described, karmanishta means those who are doing work for their personal benefit to get some result, karma, karma phala. Or, they are not enjoying their own results, but they are doing some humanitarian activities like opening hospital or are doing this type of work. They are all karmanist. Charitable organizations are coming under karmanist. Now, today we start. Koti jnani madhya hai ek jana mukta. Koti jnani madhya hai ek jana mukta. Out of the 10 million jnanis, Jnanis are the people, they renounce this world, but they want to merge in the supreme effulgence. They are called Jnanis. So they are higher than Karmis. But these Jnanis, among these Jnanis, only hardly one is Mukta. Mukta means liberated. What it actually means is, even though those who enter into the Brahma Jyoti, they are not liberated. They are not liberated. Wo Mukta nahi hai. And Srila Prabhupada and the purpose quotes from Srimad Bhagavata, from the Garbha Astuti, from the prayers offered by the demigods when Krishna was still in the prison house of Kansa, in the womb of Mother Devaki. They are called Garbha Astuti, where they are saying, Mukta Manina, they think we are liberated, but they are not. Mukta Manina, they think they are liberated, but they are not. Why? Because they are offender at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. They are offender at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. How they are offender? They do not believe in the personality of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, they are offender. Mukta manina, they think mukta, and therefore they fall down. वो गिर जाते हैं वहाँ से. तो इसलिए वो मुक्त नहीं हैं. They are not mukta. So people, if at all, if you can find some people, those who are following Vedic tradition, their only object in life is mukt hona hai. Mukti chahiye, mukti chahiye, mukti chahiye. They say only to be mukt. What is the meaning of mukti? Bhakti start after mukti. Where jnanis end, devotion start. Bhakti start after mukti. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmana Sochati Nakankshati. Brahma Bhuta, one who is liberated, who has realized that he is not of this material world. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmana Sochati Nakankshati. Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madabhaktim Labhate Param. Madabhaktim Labhate Param. Meri Parabhakti. Parabhakti means my transcendental loving devotional service actually start after mukti. It's interesting. Out of innumerable living entities, human beings are alpa, small in quantity. Among human beings, those who are anarya, who are not civilized, is the majority. Civilized are very less. Civilized or Arya are those which follow the Vedic injunction. Among the followers of the Vedas, almost 99% they are simply doing karmakanda. They have temples, and these temples we call multi-vaitaman temple. In temple you see, every different demigod is there. Multivitamin. Multivitamin is a tablet you get. Whatever deficiency you have, you just get yourself cured. So these temples are multivitamin temples. As I was hearing, you know, in Bombay, there is a big festival, Ganesh Chaturdasi, huh? You know, they take the Ganesh. And in Bengal, there is a big festival, Kali Puja. So what happened, somebody was drowning in a sea in Bombay and in a Ganga river in Calcutta. So both called. One called, "Hey Ganpati Baba, I am always worshipping you. I am your devotee. Please save me." And somebody also called upon, "Hey, Mother Kali, please save me." So both appeared. And they start playing mridanga, danga, dum 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 dum. Ah. He said, "Don't play, save me." He said, when I drown, you play mridanga. Now you drown, I will play mridanga. Huh? What are they doing? They decorate the Ganesh Deity, the Gali Deity for 10 days. They do big feast and last day they take on the head and drown in the sea. So what they came and he started playing drum and they dancing. "Don't dance, save me." Say, "When I drown, you dance, Rosa. Now you drown, I'm dancing." Huh? This is Karma Nishtha. They are doing the Karma Khan like this. So God is not going to save them. He will also dance with, because they are also dancing. This is what actually it means. They are mostly these people are doing this type of worship, where there is no purpose. 10 days you decorate the deity, do all the big festival. On the 11th day you just throw him like a litter in the sea. What is this? What type of puja is this? Is this puja? It is your sense gratification. You want some benefit and some adoration and some name and fame. My Ganesh deity was very nice. We made it with the dry fruit. That's it. So that is karmi. Out of millions of such karmis, one is jnani. Jnani means he's not interested in all these rituals. He's simply speculating what is absolute truth. But he can only reach up till the Brahma effulgence. He thinks I am liberated, but he's not liberated. So out of millions of jnanis, who are actually jnanis? Most of the saintly people in India, they call themselves jnani, they are sannyasis, they study Vedanta, they study Shastra, and they don't really get into worldly things. They are in renounce order. But they are called jnanis. They are studying Vedas. They are jnanis. But among these jnanis, hardly one is mukta. One is really liberated. Really liberated. Liberated means, what is the meaning? Mukti. Mukti means liberated from material, repeated birth and death. Take it very simply like this. But what happens with these people generally? These jnanis, so-called jnanis, they give up everything worldly. But then there is no activity left. So what they do start doing? They open big hospital. Swami so-and-so's big hospital. There are 2-3 hospitals in Delhi. They are sannyasi's hospital. Swami so-and-so Anand hospital. And then either they open hospital or some of them even go to the politics and become member of parliament. So how can these jnanis be considered mukta when they enter into the worldly activities again? They are not mukta. So hardly one is mukta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, out of innumerable, out of millions of such koti jnani madhya hai ek jnana mukta. Ek jnana mukta. Koti mukta madhya durlab ek Krishna bhakta. Koti mukta madhya. Among the 10 million such liberated person, ek only one is Krishna bhakta. What is the purpose of teaching of this philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami? The purpose is simply to make us realize that Krishna bhakti is the rarest opportunity available. It's the very rarest opportunity among even those who are practicing spirituality. Krishna bhakti is very, very rare. But it means out of like if you just count in your, on your own island, out of 1.2 million people, how many people are Krishna bhakta? How many people were Krishna bhakta 50 years back? How many people do you think on this island were Krishna Bhakta 50 years back? Before ISKCON introduced, Srila Prabhupada introduced ISKCON here, how many people were Krishna Bhakta here? Hardly any. You cannot count. You can count on finger at all. Even Ram Bhakta, I am saying. They were doing Ramayana, but how were they? Must be most of them were in Karmakanda or Jnana or Mukta, but who was really Ram Bhakta? How many do you think? Huh? See, and you can count on fingers. So what actually is teaching is to the Rupa Goswami is the rarest personalities are those who are Krishna Bhakta. So we should have a great respect, a love and affection for Krishna Bhakta. Because this is only the community we are supposed to live in. And on these teachings, the Gauriya Math was established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, that Krishna Bhakta lived together. And Srila Prabhupada established this khan, that Krishna Bhakta recognized one another, respect one another, live together and work together, spread Krishna consciousness together. Sangha chalo, Hari bolo. That is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sangha chalo. Sangha chalo means walk together, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder. And have a high respect for a Vaishnava. That's what Rupa Goswami, after learning this verse, he said, anybody who is saying Krishna's name, uttering Krishna's name, you should have a higher respect within your heart for him. Even anybody saying Hare Krishna, name of the Krishna, but anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna, you pay obeisance to him. This is Upadeshamart. This is Chaitanya. This is Rupa Goswami's teaching. This teaching he has put in practice, that early days, ISKCON's early days, in the morning when the devotees enter in the temple, they used to pay obeisance to one another. Anybody who knows 20 years back ISKCON, at least 25 years back ISKCON, first obeisance was supposed to be paid to the devotees. That was the first morning business. We forgot this basic principle of respecting Vaishnavas. Is it right or wrong? This was the first practice. Pehla kaam mandar mein aake Vaishnava ko pranam karte the. Jitne mandar mein bhakt hote the unko pehle pranam karte the. Deities ko baad mein pranam hota tha. This was a culture Prabhupada gave. And how closely those devotees were living in early days of this time. You just read some old early days devotees' lives. How they were closely, they have a respect like brother and sister. They were living actually, and how much respect and care they were taking for each devotee. You just go and read at least those books. This is what Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to be like. In one bus floor of one bus, there were deities. Next to the deity was sannyasi. Next to the sannyasi was seven brahmacharis sleeping on the floor of the bus. Traveling, sleeping, and sometime in winter they take some ice and just rub the ice on the body, that is their bath. Like instead of soap, with the ice rub is a bath. And they spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So this is hardly there is Krishna Bhakta. Bahut kam Krishna Bhakta hai. So first we should recognize them and we should really appreciate them and we should have a mood to serve them. Without Vaishnava service, there is no possibility of Krishna Bhakti. Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hari Supreme Lord, Guru Spiritual Master, and Vaishnavas. Without their mercy, there is no possibility of Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti can only be had by a devotee. So, Koti Mukta Madhya Durlabha. There is no word Durlabha till now. The Durlabh word is used by Mahaprabhu at two places. One, among all the living entities, human being is Durlabh. And among all the human beings, Krishna Bhakti is Durlabh. Only Durlabh. Durlabh means, Durlabh, Labh means you can find. Dur means with difficulty you can find hardly anyone. So, how many living entities are on the 84,000 species? Among them only human beings are Durlabh. In one house, how many people are living? You have your home? No? You have your home? I ask them how you are living, you will count. I, my wife and my two children, that's all. You think like this? This is what is your calculation? But how many other living entities are living in your home? Can you count? Can you count? Even ants and others, not the rats, cats, but the ants and then innumerable bacteria and virus and germ, how many are living there? Mr. Mosquito and so many other things. They are living or not living? They have their... So human being is Durlabh among the other living entities. Out of million and trillion living in our home, they also, when they go out in their company, they will say, this is my home. They have their own language, but they will tell, this is my home, and you think this is your home. But they are fortunate, without paying any penny, they are living in the home. Kuch kharcha nahi kiya, ghar ke malik hai, wo bhi jaake bolte. There were two ants once they met together. One ant was saying, I am very sorry, I am living in the home where everything is salty, because she was living in a salt godown, godown of salt bags. The other said, no, I am living where there is everything sweet. Shamanan's van. So she invited the one she was in a salt godown, she invited to come in the sweet shop. So now she says, I am also living in this. But when she started sweet, she said, this sweet is salty. How can sweet be salty? No, sweet is salty. Ultimately, the first hand said, you open your mouth. And there was one salt grain in the mouth. Even she was eating sweet, but still she was tasting salt. That is what we call people that come to this house. This is Krishna. This is Krishna temple. They come here, but still they say, there is something salt here. There is nothing salt. Salt you have brought from with you. Everything is sweet here. But you are bringing all the salt with you. All your politics and everything you have brought from outside. There is nothing here. There is everything sweet here. Yeah, sab meecha hai. Tum apna namak saath mein laye ho. So what I am trying to understand from this is, just giving a common example, in one in house you think you are only 4 or 5 people owning the house, there are innumerable living entities in living your house, and they are also claiming that this is their house. At least we understand that if somebody has a cat, cow, that have a right to say that this is our house. Hare Krishna. So, Durlabh ek Krishna Bhakta. It is very, very rare to find a single Krishna Bhakta. So what is the Jnani's goal? Brahma realization. What is Yogi's role? Paramatma realization. But Bhakta is one who engages in loving devotional service of Supreme Personality of the Godhead. That's what Prabhupada has purported like this. Brahman, knowledge of the Brahman is impersonal. Koti Mukta Madhya Durlabh Ek Krishna Bhakta. Now Prabhupada is very liberal. Those who search after the knowledge of impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma are certainly accepted as liberated. But due to their imperfect knowledge, they are described in Srimad Bhagavatam as Vimukta Manina. Means they think they are liberated. Since their knowledge is imperfect, their conception of liberation is imperfect. Perfect knowledge is possible when one knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One knows, and then Prabhupada quoted one verse from Bhagavad Gita. In that verse there is a word, one knows. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhrida sarvabhutana gyatva mam. Gyatva mam means one who knows me. Gyatva mam. Gyatva means one who knows. Gyan. Me means Krishna. That is Gyatva Mashanta. He will be only peaceful. Why Prabhupada quoted this verse? Because next verse is telling that only Krishna Bhakti is sant. All other are, only Krishna Bhakti is peaceful. All other are agitated. So this verse has a different now, different angle to look at. Gyatva mam. Somebody might be knowing Brahma, somebody might be knowing Paramatma. But only Bhakta knows Gyatva mam. He knows Krishna. So, next verse says, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ateva Shanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama. Kam here means desire. He has no desire. Krishna Bhakti is desireless. Nishkam means desireless. Krishna Bhakti ki koi ichha nahi hai. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, and therefore Atayva means therefore he is shant, therefore he is peaceful. So in other words, what is the formula for peace? You become Nishkam, become desireless. So how can we become desireless? Peace can only be had when we have Nishkam disposition of or becoming desireless. Our Krishna Bhakta has no desire. What is the common man's desire? Now anybody on the street you go, what is their desire? I want to eat something. That's what their first desire is. I want something to eat. So I have to earn something. I have to buy something. I have to have some place to cook. Now some other, fortunately or unfortunately, whatever you call, we don't have much bhakta living in the ashram here. But I'm just giving example of say Bombay or Delhi or Vrindavan. There are 100, 200 devotees living there. And they get up in the morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock they get ready, come to the temple, have a darshan of the Lord, attend Mangal Arati, chant their japa, have darshan arati, listen Bhagavatam, and then simply they go and sit outside like this, and plate will come automatically. With a full Govardhan pahad of rice, 2 sabzis, dal, and some Mahaprasad halwa. Oh, this much nobody is cooking in any house ordinarily. They don't know what is the price of the rice in the market. Brahmachari don't know what is the price of the rice. They don't know how the tomatoes are less now. They don't know anything, but they have prasad ready. No anxiety at all. Why? What desire they will have? What they want there, it is there. They don't think how to get it. What person needs? This is a very old slogan. Roti kapda makan. That's what people need. Roti means eating, kapda means cloth, and makan means place to stay. That is what is the basic need of a लिविंग. सो कपड़ा भी मंदिर देता है, रोटी भी मंदिर देता है और रहने की जगह भी मंदिर देता है, तो क्यों चिंता काहे की? व्हाई डिवोटी शुड हैव एनी वरी? यस, टेम्पल इज प्रोवाइडिंग ऑल दीज थिंग्स एंड देयरफॉर प्रभुपाद हैज बिल्ड द हाउस वेयर होल वर्ल्ड कैन लिव. प्रभुपाद वाज सो मैग्नानिमस, ही वाज सो व्हाट यू कॉल उधार, ही वाज सो महामना, यू नो महामना. नंद महाराज नेम इज महामना. The name of Nanda Maharaj is Mahamana, one of the name. Mahamana means magnanimous. He can give even what he possesses and beyond that he can give. And he can give in charity, never thinking tomorrow what I need. So Prabhupada said, whole world can live. I have made a home. he was ready to accommodate everybody. But only qualification was niskam, no desire. So Krishna Bhakta is one who is shanta by knowing Krishna. Otherwise his desire is only one desire, how to know Krishna. The Krishna Bhakta desire is only to know Krishna. But the next line says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Ashanta. Bhukti means karmis, they want to enjoy the fruit of their hard labor. Bhukti. Mukti, the jnanis, they want to merge into the impersonal Brahman. Siddhi, yogi, they want to show their supernatural powers. Kami, they are all having some desire. Karmi has desire to enjoy. Mukti has a desire to merge. Siddhi has a desire to show the supernatural feast. Shakal Ashant, all they are Ashant. They don't have peace. They are agitated, not peaceful. Because the devotee of Krishna is desireless, Prabhupada's translation. He is peaceful. Fruitive workers desire material enjoyment. Jnani desire liberation. Yogi desire material opulence. Therefore, they are all lusty. Here, Kami, Prabhupada used word lusty. And cannot be peaceful. The devotee of the Krishna has no desire other than serving Krishna. No desire other than serving Krishna. So what is the meaning of desireless? The desire to serve Krishna is called desireless. The so-called liberated people are all full of desire. Non-devotees are lusty. Prabhupada used this word, lusty. Where is this word lust is in Bhagavad Gita? Kamesha krodhesha rajoguna samudbhava mahasano mahapapma vidya-e-enam verinam. The cause for all these sinful activities. If one is sinful, how can he be peaceful? The person who has anything within the heart that he has committed some offense, how can he be peaceful? So what force us to do sinful activities? There is a question asked by Arjun. Atakena prayokto yam papam charati purusha. Why the person is committing sinful activities? Anicham, even if he does not desire. Anicham. Balad eva means by force. Nyojitaha, what is the meaning of nyojita? He is dragged in. He is dragged to do pap. Who is dragging? What is this nyojita word mean actually? In this world there is a word nyojita. Most of the world has also form. Actually, every word has a form, has a shape. So nyojita word has a form like a bull with a rope in the nose. That is called nyojita. a bull with a rope in the nose is pulled to till the field. No bull wants to till the field. Bull wants to pull the bulla cart. Do you know? कोई बैल अपने आप गाड़ी को खींचना नहीं चाहता है, खेती नहीं करना चाहता, नाक में रस्सी डाल के जबरदस्ती कराया जाता है. You understand this? Similarly, there is a rope put into the nose of the person and that rope pulls them to make him commit sinful activities. What is that rope? Lust. Kaam is that rope. And here the word is kaami. And Prabhupada translated this word as a lusty. So, kaam esh krodh esh. This is like kaam krodh. Kaam esh krodh esh means when you have some lusty desire, if it is not fulfilled, then the next step is to become angry. So kaam is subtle. Kaam is not seen. Jo lust hai, jo desire hai, it is not seen. It is within the heart. You cannot detect it. But krodh is visible. When desire is not, it is very easy to find out the kami people because they will become krodhi very quickly. So if you want to really know if people are lusty or not, simply you abstract their enjoyment, they become immediately angry. So anger is grass form of lust. Anger is grass form of lust. And it becomes physical violent when the angry person start beating somebody or speaking some foul language. Then it becomes grassist. Kamesh krodesh, from where they are arising. What is their origin? Rajo guna sam udbhava. They are originating from mode of passion. And what is in the mode of passion? Rajo ragatmik. Rajo ragatmik. Ragat means attachment. In a mode of passion there is attachment. So where is the attachment of these people? Karmi has an attachment to the fruit of his work. The jnani has attachment to his jnana. And yogi has attachment to his siddhis. They have attachment. Ragatmik. They have attachment. While the devotees have no attachment whatsoever. Even Prabhupada trained the early devotees. Devotee means a man, army man. Army man means when the superior authority calls to pack and go, he will go. He will not ask where to go and what to do. He never asks. Now if there's brahmacharis in the middle of the night, please pack, go, take your sleeping bag. Okay. Where we are going, we don't know. Army discipline means you simply follow the order of the authority. It is his responsibility. So that's therefore they have no desire. The desire simply is to serve Krishna. To serve Krishna through the representative of Krishna. Through the authority which is representing the representative of Krishna. Simply that is what their desire is. So they are all lusty. Kaam esh krodh esh rajogun samudbhava. Rajogun means attachment. Maha ashno. Ashno actually means eating. Ashnami means I am eating. Maha ashno means you eat as much as you like but still you are not satisfied. Maha ashno means petu. Petu matlab kabhi pet nahi bharta. He is never satisfied. Kitna bhi do. Give him anything but he is not satisfied. So desire or lust is never satisfied. The person who has a desire, he will never be satisfied. Whatever you give him. I told you once the great Alexander, he learned some spiritual education from some saintly person in Bharatvarsh, India. So then, when the education was complete, in Guru Dakshina, some respect to Guru, he wanted to give something. He said, Guru, what should I give you? What you want? He said, few grain you give, I can feed the devotees coming here. He said, oh, I am king. Not king, but I am the world conqueror. How should I give some grain? I will give you the pearls, the diamonds, rubies. Okay. So where, what you want, how you want it? He said, well, this is a pot. You go and fill this and give me. So the saintly person gave him a pot. He went to and asked his treasurer, please you fill with the rarest and the most exclusive gem in this pot because I have to offer it to my spiritual master. Both bahumulya apne paas heera ratan hai isme dalo, Guruji ko dakshana deni hai. He started putting and the all treasury was exhausted and that pot was not filled. He was surprised. He came back. He said, Guruji, what can I do? I have put whole my treasury, it is not full. What is this? What is the magic? He said, nothing magic. You just turn upside down. It is the skull of human being. It is the skull of human being. This is never filled by anything. So you are conqueror of the whole world, still you are not satisfied. There is a human skull which has, you have seen the human skull? It has so many holes. It has so many holes. Big hole in the middle for the spinal cord to go down. And there are many holes for so many things to come in and come out. It's just holes. It is never filled. So human desires are never fulfilled. So this is what it means, Maha Ashno. It's never, never, ever satisfied. Maha Papama. And therefore, it is the cause of all the sinful activities. Vidya, know, Iya, in this world, in this human form of life, Iya means right here when you are living. Verina, he is your enemy. Your enemy is sitting within your heart. This kami means enemy. Veri means enemy. Where is my enemy? I want to find him, my enemy. Arjuna asked, where is my enemy sitting? I would like to control him. He said, your enemy is sitting within your senses, within your mind, and within your intelligence. Mana buddhi indriya asya adhishtanam uchyate. Now the example is given, there is a king. He has a beautiful kingdom. He has a nice minister, a commander, and the army. Now that king, his minister, if he is sold to the enemy, if his commander is corrupt and has joined hand with the enemy, and the soldiers, if they are revolting against the king, will the king be peaceful in the kingdom? Huh? Raja ka mantri baiman hoke dushman se mil gaya hai. Senapati dushman se bik chuka hai. Aur senik vidroh ke upar utar aaye hai. Will he be happy? Now we are living in this kingdom. This body is our kingdom, Puri. Nav dware Puri. This is Puranjan's Puri. We are enjoying this body. We are king of this body. But our minister is our intelligence. And he is corrupted by Kaam, our enemy. Our enemy has made friendship with our intelligence, and intelligence is sold to him. Mind is commander in chief for this body's protection. And he is also under the influence of enemy lust. And the senses which are soldiers, they are in hand with lust. So how can we be peaceful within this body when all king, minister, commander-in-chief and army, they are not in favorable to the king? How can king be peaceful in the kingdom? So this is what our position is. In this body, our intelligence is corrupt, mind is influenced by lust, Senses simply want to run here and there to enjoy. How can we be peaceful? So out of these three places where the animal is living, where you want to attack first? Mind, intelligence, or senses, where you want to attack first? Huh? Army? Senses. Ado indriya sanyama. Ado means in the beginning. Indriya sanyama means I want to control my mind. Is mind in your hand? Or is mind under your control? No. But leg is under my control. I may not go to the liquid shop. I can stop my leg from going. I cannot stop mind from going. So Krishna is practical. He is saying, Adau indriya sanyama. First you control your senses. Mind cannot be controlled. It's not easy. Control your senses first. The first we have to control the senses. The most of the rules and regulations are applying to the senses. No meat eating or eating only Krishna prasad is controlling the tongue. These rules are working at the senses. No illicit sex is against senses. No intoxication against senses. So adav. Mind is next step. It is saying, man jaye to jane do, mat chalao paon haath, bagair kaman ke kya karega teer. What it means, your mind wants to go somewhere, let it go. But at least don't use your senses. What mind will do without senses? Like what the arrow will do without bow. There's no bow. Or I just give a simple example. There's a bullet and you throw a bullet on somebody, will he be hurt? Bullet can only function if there is gun. No gun, bullet has no value. Better than bullet is some stone you can just throw on somebody. What is the meaning of bullet? So gun is important. So senses are like a bow or a gun, and mind is like a bullet going through that. If you don't have gun, then what is the use of bullet? It won't work. This is the one analogy for this purpose. But the same bullet and gun is the other way of saying. What is the other way I'm saying? You may be an individual devotee doing something, is like a simple bullet. You will not be of any effect. You will not be effective. Krishna consciousness, ISKCON, is a big gun. If you are a bullet in this gun, then you can have more influence everywhere. So individual devotee is like a bullet without gun. They can do anything, it is of no use. ISKCON is a big cannon. If you are within, through this cannon, then you can have a big, big influence. So never leave this cannon. Through this cannon, you reach and conquer Maya and reclaim the souls and give this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in the form of Krishna Bhakti. So they are all kami. And Prabhupada used the word, there's also nishkam, has also word kam there. But Prabhupada said desireless. But the word kami, Prabhupada translated lust. Because lust is the greatest enemy. When we speak of our enemies, then the first word comes kama. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsara. Kama is number one. Lust. So tomorrow is a very important verse. We'll read something purport tomorrow. Well, then it's to quote Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. When he speaks something in Bengali, then immediately he quotes some verse from the scripture in Sanskrit to quote, to support it. Then he is saying, Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanaha sudurlabha prashantatma kotishu api mahamune. So we'll discuss this verse tomorrow. And this verse, which is common verse, Brahman Brahmite koi bhagi vana jiva guru krishna prasade paye bhakti lata beach, is the verse for tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? So these are the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. So from tomorrow onward we will continue this verse and its. This is chapter 5.
Yes.
Chapter 5.
So, anyway, of course, the Hare Krishna Mamantra, which has a delivery of hearing from the ears. So, can you please explain how that this chanting of the Hare Krishna is not an object for the senses? That is true for the devotees.
It is a very simple Prabhupada's first Hare Krishna Mantra, Anubham said. The chanting of Hare Krishna is transcendental, beyond body, beyond senses, beyond mind, beyond intellectual. It's a very simple. Prabhupada spoke something like, the chanting of Hare Krishna is transcendental sound vibration. It is beyond body, beyond senses, beyond mind, and beyond intellectual. It is from a transcendental, it is a transcendental sound vibration. This is the first line Prabhupada speak on Hare Krishna album. Yeah, is it okay? And then, Harina Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. The chanting of the Hare Krishna is coming from Goloka Dham. It is not of this material world. And yesterday I gave one example about this Hare Krishna mantra is not ordinary sound vibration, which can be perceived by senses. I just gave one simple example for ordinary people to understand. Mother told his son, there are so many papers on the ground, please tear them and throw in garbage. So son was starting doing it. And she suddenly said, there's a 1,000 rupees note there. And it just fell from the pocket of the husband when he was going. So he said, and they were about to tear the 1,000 rupees note. He said, stop, stop. She got that note. I said, why? Mother, you said, tear all the papers. Why you are not? This can buy 1,000 chocolates on your birthday, 1,000 rupees note. Huh? And then mother actually purchased 1,000 trophies for the son with that note, and he said, oh, this is a piece of paper which can buy 1,000 chocolates, and the other piece of paper which is useless and is torn and thrown in the garbage. So there's a difference between two pieces of paper. One is currency note and one is the ordinary paper. So Hare Krishna mantra is a currency note of Krishna Bhavana Amrita Sangh. And ordinary words are the paper which can be torn and thrown in the garbage. It can buy you Krishna Prem. Not chocolate, but Krishna Prem. So this is a special note. It's not an ordinary paper. There's a difference between the two. Like GT is not an ordinary stone. It's a Krishna himself. Holy name is not an ordinary word. But we should have firm faith. And yesterday I told this other thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sati Mata before he took sannyas. Mata was pleading, why you are taking sannyas? He said, Mother, I will incarnate twice more and you will also be there. Huh? What is that? How will you come back? He said, I'll come in the form of holy name and you, my mother, will become tongue. And next I will appear as a deity and you will become the material from which deity is formed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in the form of deity and in the form of holy name. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. So this is the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Kali Yuga in the form of deity and in the form of the holy name. So it's not ordinary.
Guru Govinda Maharaj was saying that bhakti is a religion of the soul. So can you explain how by chanting this Hare Krishna, who is being heard by the ears, the material ears, that the soul is benefited?
When you hear the Hare Krishna sound from your ears, then your soul is benefited. Therefore, the word used is sublime method. You know what is sublimation means in chemistry? You mix two things, you can't see what is happening, but the result is there. That is called sublimation. Two things mix together, but you can't see it. The things change. Color changes, but you don't know. So by changing Hare Krishna, you are changed. It's so sublime that you are changed. You are called Devaki Nandan, Das. And you are cooking for the devotees. So you are changed. It's not a change. It's by changing Hare Krishna you have changed. Otherwise you have been any nonsense, wandering on the beach and doing some nonsense, isn't it? So you are changed or not? So by changing Hare Krishna you are changed. You are doing service to the devotees. Why not? How you say you are not changed? It's only by chanting you have changed. Right or wrong? You have changed. By chanting you have changed. You are engaged in the service of the devotees. What else do you need? This is the highest service you can render to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna by satisfying his devotees, and the devotees are satisfied when they get prasad. Hare Krishna, is it good? Any other question? Shri Prabhupada ki, Chaitanya Charita Amrit ki, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Babu. Hare Krishna.
Hi.
1 hour complete.
Hare Krishna, and this is Anos.
Is it okay?
Oh. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Krishna